Okay.
From the beginning.
Hi, this is Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. I'm with, your name is, sir?
Hello, my name is Walter Potenza. I'm a master chef and a Food Network winner. I live and operate in the city of Providence, Rhode Island, where we have a cooking school and our eponymous restaurant named Potenza. Since 1986, we offer regional Italian cookery as well as the cuisine of the Italian Jewish heritage. The Safari cuisine, which was developed right after the Inquisition of the 1500 by the Marranos, who migrated to Italy and Sicily specifically. The cuisine of the Jews is a cuisine based on the clock of nature, where ingredients are primarily connected to the season, where they respect all of the laws of the land, or most of all the rabbinical laws, which are very important. We offer two major holidays. We certainly do. We have been doing the Passover, and we are on our 32nd year, and we do also Rosh Hashanah and Hanukkah.
Tell me about your charoses.
My charoses is basic of the Venetian extraction, where we do, of course, the pears and the apple marinated in the sweet wine. Then we do a wonderful chicken liver spread, and of course, then we do the bitter and the water and the lamb shanks. And we try to follow the rituals of the rabbinical laws as much as we can. We are not kosher, but we apply the kosher laws to our cuisine.
So now I am have visited the oldest temple in Europe in Venice, I believe to be true.
Yep.
Which for many find very unbelievable.
Right.
The Jewish community of Italy, I had also seen it through caves, the churches and the temples creating a passageway to each other.
Right.
A lot of brotherhood, correct?
Certainly.
Christianity and Judaism.
Well, we do know I am coming out with a book. It's called 21 Ghettos. The ghetto in Italy are 21. About 7 years ago, the city of Bologna started a program called Open Doors, which essentially is convincing the Italian to reimmerse themselves into the history of the Jews by opening libraries, areas of historical content, and the Jews today are expanding their cuisine, their culture all throughout Europe, but especially in Italy, we have 21 ghettos. My journey has brought me to every one of those areas, and my cookbook is going to be called 21 Ghettos, The Life and the Jews in Italy After the Inquisition, and it's in printing right now.
Few last questions. What is good news for you? Our show is called Good News Broadcast. What would be good news for you?
Good news to me is to create a smile and a memory in everybody's life. And so as a chef, that is what I hope for at the end of the day.
How about peace? What does peace mean to you?
Peace to me means coexisting, always get along with everybody else, but most of all, the respect of the tradition, the cultural aspect of every one of us, and that is peace. It gets generated by yourself.
You're a wise man. One last question. What does love mean to you?
Love is to be able to put yourself always last. And love is the kind of sentiment and the kind of emotion that you feel every time you care for somebody or someone, whether it's your blood or whether it's just to be one of your closest friends. But true respect, true care, and true admiration for the other people is true love.
You're like a rabbi. My friend, thank you very much.
Thank
your name
you
again
much.
Is?
Chef Walter Potenza, Providence, Rhode Island. Thank
You're
you.
A brilliant man. This was a sermon of the evening. I'm going to give you my card. I'm a TV producer.